Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
All righty, boys and girls, here we go. Headlines on a gorgeous, well, not really gorgeous. It's gorgeous here inside the restaurant.
You're just used to saying gorgeous the last 6 months.
It's well, the atmosphere inside the bar is freaking awesome, but it sucks outside. It's pissing rain outside. Headlines are brought to you by our friends, of course, at VenueKings.com.
Stop saying that!
You need tickets for the M's tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Venue Kings has you covered, man. They can get you in the door for as low as $16 right now on the website. Be sure and use code Softy at checkout for a little bit of a discount. So the Mariners do it again. They just will not go away. 4-2 win over the A's last night. 89-70 overall. A half game back in the wild card behind Boston. They're a game and a half behind the Yankees, by the way.
Still there.
For wild card number one. The M's end up going 15-4 against the A's on the year. They start a three-game series with the Angels tomorrow. Boston and Baltimore go at 4:05 today. Nick Pivetta for the Red Sox versus the Aussie. Alexander Wells for Baltimore. Yankees Toronto at Rogers Center, also at 4:07 this afternoon.
49ers injury situation going into the Hawks game is interesting. George Kittle missed his second straight day of practice, as did cornerback Josh Norman, Javon Kinlaw, and starting running back Elijah Mitchell practice, but did not do any contact drills.
I don't like any of that. I want to play the Niners at their best. MLS Sounders win last night over San Jose 3-1. Next up, Colorado on Sunday. How about this? You go to the ballpark and see the M's at 12, and you go see the Sounders at 7 o'clock. We got the pregame show at 6:30 with Jackson Feltz over on 1090 KJR.
Bones is back on the bag. Phil Mickelson's longtime caddy, Jim McKay, is going to caddy full-time this season for Justin Thomas after a four-year stint with NBC.
And the Kraken up next tomorrow in Everett against the Fightin' Dave Tippett's Edmonton Oilers. You'll hear that game 7 o'clock tomorrow right here on 950 KJR.
And here we go.
And now, two goofy, wacko, out-of-touch homers.
Just brutal radio. Just horrible.
Live.
41 yards.
From Elliott Bay.
Can you feel it now?
Hey, Seattle.
This is Softy and Dick.
All right, here we go. 3:04 on a busy Thursday afternoon right here on 950 KJR. We are hanging out live at the Central Bar and Restaurant in Bellevue, where some poor bastard just got off work, having a beer at the bar, looking to get some peace and damn quiet, and these two clowns come out here disrupting his mojo. But he is wearing a Mariner hat.
Yes,
I like
is.
That. You know what? Buy that guy a beer on Dick Fain.
He's on the wagon. Absolutely.
On Dick Fain. Buy that guy
Buy a beer
right there, because that right there is what we're looking for, baby. The Mariners announcing today that all three games are going to be at 30,000 plus on Friday, Saturday, Sunday at T-Mobile Park. I was there last night. The atmosphere was unbelievable. It wasn't packed by any stretch of the imagination, but man, it felt like a freaking playoff game last night, dude. It was awesome.
Well, that's what everybody's saying on Twitter, that they were there. It was 17,000, but it sounded like 40. So what's
Absolutely.
It going to sound like on Friday night when you're there, I'm there, and there's going to be 35 to 40? It's going to sound like 60.
Probably 4 million people. Whatever. It's not like a small country, for crying out loud. But I don't know, dude. This is unreal to me. You know, I mean, I'm just for example, all right? I'll just give you one little kind of small sample size. And like we said to Shockey in Crosstalk, you can twist and turn the numbers and stats to fit any narrative you want in any sport. But on September the 15th, the Mariners lost 9-4 to Boston. Remember that in extra innings when the Red Sox went crazy in the 10th inning? They were five games back in the win column. After that game, five games back. If Boston loses to Baltimore tonight, they will be tied in the win column tomorrow morning. That's how much ground they've made up since that loss to Boston on September the 15th. They're 11-2 since the 17th of September. And you look at the numbers, man. I mean, anybody can do this. Just jump on the web and go to baseballreference.com. Who's responsible for this? And I don't have all the guys. I haven't done every single player, but Jared Kelenic, now your new favorite player, by the way, hitting 250 during that stretch with a 1,002 OPS and a 365 on-base percentage, four bombs, 10 RBIs, and three doubles during that run. Mitch Haniger, helper, five bombs, 12 ribbies, three doubles, 850 OPS during that span. Ty France in the last 13 games with the M's going 11-2 has a 1039, a 1039 OPS, and he's hitting 370 with a 474 on-base percentage. J.P. Crawford is hitting 333 with six doubles during that stretch. Even little Luis Torrens with his mustache is hitting 324. Casey Sadler has a batting average against of .091 and an ERA of nothing. Pauly Sewald, the magic man, batting average against a 125, ERA a .96, 12 Ks in nine innings. Even the old man, Kyle Seager, has a low OPS at 660, but he's hitting 250 during this stretch. Everybody has stepped up during the last 13 games. It's unbelievable what's happening at T-Mobile Park. And if I told you right now, the Mariners were not just going to make the playoffs, but make a run when they get there. Who were you? Who am I? Who is that guy at the bar to tell anybody they're wrong about this baseball team?
No, right now, there's nothing would surprise you about this baseball team right now. And I think what was so impressive about last night's game, and Blowers mentioned it as soon as the game was over, he rattled off the names of that particular game that won the baseball game for you.
Last night?
Yes.
Right, right.
And they were like between 22 and 25 years of age. I mean, it was Logan Gilbert. It was Jared Kelenic. It was Toro. It was Steckenrider. It was Paul Sewald. It was guys that this franchise is building their foundation on. Ty France, they're building their foundation around. It wasn't supposed to happen until next year, but it's happening in September of 2021. And that at-bat by Jared Kelenic last night.
Oh.
How much will that do for his future? He has now an iconic, if the Mariners make the playoffs, he has an iconic clutch double that won a baseball game for you that you absolutely had to have. That erased, hell, that base hit erased months of struggles for Jared Kelenic. It was so good for his confidence. And you saw the release of the fist pump and the scream at second base last night. That was a whole lot of frustration and a whole lot of happiness all in one for Jared Kelenic.
Well, and I don't even know if it's just about that at bat erasing. I mean, he's had an incredible September, man. This guy has been awesome in the month of September for the Mariners. So, you know, better late than never with this guy, but he has stepped up big time. Ty France has stepped up big time. Mitch Haniger, I keep just waiting for Mitch Haniger to go back to the clubhouse after a game and look in his locker like in Major League when they would have that piece of red tape sitting there if he got cut, right? Mitch Haniger should walk back to his locker, open it up, and see a damn contract sitting there for next year. Right now, sign this guy. Right now, to hell with arbitration, to hell with what happened up until last season and his struggles, this guy absolutely deserves to be sitting in right field for the next 4 or 5 years for this baseball team. And if they let this guy walk, I'm telling you, it's a major, major mistake. And there's no better time than right now for Mitch Haniger to strike while the iron's hot. He's 30 years old. He's obviously getting towards the end of his career. I still think he's got a good 4 or 5 years, if not longer, left in him. He was looking at potentially being traded at some point in time when this year began, and now he's deserving of a brand-new contract, man. So good for him. All right, we're going to talk a lot of baseball. Mariner manager Scott Servais, longtime Packer fan, is going to join Mike Holmgren, by the way, at 4:30 on the radio show. Chuck Powell coming up at 5 o'clock tonight. Before Thursday Night Football, let's get to Rick Neuheisel talking college football right now.
Your home for college football Saturdays is live with CBS Sports analyst Rick Neuheisel. Powered by Taco Time. Hungry? At Taco Time, it's easy to create exactly what you're craving. And we wouldn't have it any other way. How do you Taco Time? Customize your meal and order ahead on the Taco Time Northwest app. Taco Time. Time for something different. Now with Rick Neuheisel, here's Softy and Dick.
All right, don't forget, we got Factor Fiction 335. Rick is one of four different avenues you can use to get handicapping picks on the radio show. Mm-hmm. John Wilner, Lee Sterling, Factor Fiction, Coach Neuheisel. Rick is 3-1 so far. After the first four games of the year, got the under, right, in the LSU-Mississippi State game last week. So we'll get his Taco Time pick of the week in a matter of minutes. But, Rick, I got to tell you, I got a bit of a problem here, pal. I need some help from you. Here's
Pennant
my problem.
Fever. You got, I named Pennant Fever in Seattle. I know that's got you giddy.
Yeah, the Huskies, Oregon State is at 6 p.m. on Saturday night. Mariners, Angels, 6 p.m. Saturday night. What the hell am I supposed to do?
Well, listen, you're down to the brass tacks with the Mariners. You're, I mean, this is do or die. So I'd be leaning towards my Mariners, but the Huskies Beavers are going to be a hell of a game.
Yeah,
you want to be guaranteed of a great game. That's where you go.
Coach, what was it like being the head coach of the Huskies when the Mariners were the biggest thing in the city? I mean, you were there in 2000, 2001. They were winning 116 games.
They were unbelievable. And Lou Piniella was great to me. I remember getting to throw out an opening pitch at one of their games. And Ken Griffey Jr., my kids, they didn't care about me for you know what. They just wanted to meet Ken Griffey Jr. It was Mariner fever. It was fantastic, and it was a lot of fun to be a part of that whole phenomena that swept the city.
Yeah, well, your kids were like 2 years old, so they probably had no idea who you were, for crying out loud, so I don't blame them whatsoever. But it's fun, man. It is real fun what's happening with the baseball team. But you mentioned it, Coach, right there, UW-Oregon State, and normally you see a game like this on the schedule. And Husky fans, let's face it, it's kind of in our DNA to pencil that in as a victory every single year. And now the Huskies are underdogs. I can't remember the last time they were underdogs. Going to Corvallis, and this football team poses a lot of problems, man. They went to L.A. and won in the Coliseum for the first time in 16 years, or 60 years, excuse me. If you're Jimmy Lake, this is the kind of game that's got to keep you up at night, doesn't it?
Well, it does, but it's also the kind of game that can get everything turned back in the right direction. It's an opportunity, and that's the way you need to look at it. I mean, certainly Oregon State comes into the game feeling good about themselves, and they deserve to. They went for over 300 yards rushing against the Trojans. But this is an opportunity for the Washington Huskies to go in there and say, look, I know this thing didn't start out right, but we have a chance to change the whole narrative and get ourselves into a position where the Pac-12 North has to go through us. I know Oregon's off to a good start, too. They're going to be challenged down on the farm at Stanford. This has a chance to, you know, put ourselves back in this conversation, and I think that's exactly what the Huskies will get done.
What did you make of what you saw from the Dogs last week? I mean, they take on a Pac-12 opponent. They're up 21-7. I mean, it's looking like it's going to be a continuation of the Arkansas State game, and then all of a sudden they just could not score until overtime. It was amazing.
I didn't get a chance to watch the whole game, to be totally honest with you fellas, but when I look at the numbers, Dylan Morris has got to hit a higher percentage of passes.
Yeah.
He has to. I mean, what was he, 21 of 37? Is that what comes to mind?
Yep.
That has to go to 25 of 37, to 27 of 37. When you're playing in a kind of high percentage, throw it down the field, but makes, you know, that West Coast offense thing move, as I saw when I watched the Montana game, as I saw when I watched the Michigan game, you have to not only hit those passes, but you have to hit them in such a way that the guy has a chance to make a play after he catches it. And Dylan Morris, at 21 of 37 in that game, is showing me that he isn't accurate enough for the offense to be completely productive. And therein lies the biggest issue going forward. Certainly a running game will help him, but to play West Coast concepts, you have to hit guys where they need to be hit so they can make plays after the catch. That was Montana's secret. When he put the ball to Roger Craig, it was a yard in front of his chest so Roger Craig could run for a first down. John Taylor was going to catch that timed eight post. He was going to catch it in stride and make a 20-yard gain rather than the 12-yard throw that it was. Those are the kind of things that have to happen if you're going to take the Huskies to the next step.
Well, he was actually 19 for 32. So, but the point is well taken, though, Coach, because he has not been over 60%.
There was another game that he was 21 of 37. Then,
yeah,
he 21 of 37 came to me.
Yeah, he was 20 of 37 against Michigan. So you're pretty close.
There it was.
But
okay, there
here's
it was,
the point, though, because
I
want to have your
37.
I want to have your back on this because he has not had one game where he's been over 60% so far this year. 59 against Cal, 59 against Arkansas State, 54 against Michigan, and 59 against Montana. And like you said right there, that I mean, that's a bit of a problem, but he's only started, what, eight games, in his college football career. At what point is it fair to expect that to get better?
Well, that's because of practice, and you start getting used to receivers. I know a number of receivers have just come back to action. So all that, you know, nonverbal body communication as to where I'm slowing down, where I'm going to stop because it's zone, and where to hit me so that I can turn and get north and south through the zone defenders, all that has to happen in practice at full speed, and then you take it to the game field, and the next thing you know, when you're seeing Dylan Morris hitting 65 to 75% of the passes on an every week basis, that's when the Husky offense will start to click.
What do you make of the winnability of the Pac-12, Coach, for Washington or any of these teams that are, you know, semi-upper echelon? There just doesn't seem to be a lot at the top in this conference right now.
I said this this morning on our radio program on SiriusXM. I said, listen, we can't wait to expand this playoff because all these conference races are compelling. I mean, all we're talking about right now is the, you know, college football playoff on the national scale, and that means there's only four spots. But if you look at the ACC and Wake Forest and Boston College are the undefeated teams, that's exciting. Boston College is at Clemson this week. Boston College has a chance. I mean, Washington at 1-0 in the Pac-12 is ready to play for big prizes as anybody. And they can get better, just as we talked about the improvement of Dylan Morris. I go back to my senior year in college, and I'm not meaning to bore anybody, but in 1983, we lost to Georgia on the road. We lost to Nebraska on the road. We lost to Steve Young's BYU team, and we lost to and we tied Arizona State. That was our first four games. We were 0-3-1, and everybody wrote us off. We end up winning the Pac-12, at the time Pac-10. We end up winning the Pac-10 and then took down the number three Illinois Fighting Illini as the number three team in the country, who were so disenchanted that they had to play the lowly Bruins, who were 6-4-1. But had there been playoffs at that time, that 45-9 win would have made us dangerous against anybody, and that's what can turn in a college football season. And that's what Husky fans have to remember and look forward to seeing, and that's what Jimmy Lake can preach at practice as to why it's important that the ball is put in the right pocket.
All right, Coach Neuheisel's Taco Time pick of the week in a matter of seconds. I don't understand something here, though, because I'm hearing from a lot of people around the Pac-12, including George Kliavkoff, who was on our pregame show last Saturday, that there are ADs and Kliavkoff himself who may be more fond of the 8-team playoff versus a 12-team playoff, and I'm trying to understand why. Why in the hell would you want an 8-team versus a 12-team if you're the Pac-12? Don't you want as many tickets as possible to get your ass in there? Can you explain that to me?
Well, the reason is about money distribution. For eight shares, the Pac-12 is going to be guaranteed one of them. There will be no 8-team format that is reasonable to everybody unless every Power 5 team has a guaranteed spot. Well, the SEC and Notre Dame are never going to agree to that because the SEC already has had two teams get in the old BCS when LSU played Alabama for the championship. They had two teams get in 2017 when Alabama and Georgia played for the championship. And an 8-team format for them means probably two teams. That they've already have that. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to do it. And they want more shares at the more seats at the table, which
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
On the face looks like good for everybody, but they're going to grab off more money. In the 8-share deal, the Pac-12 will get a higher share of the cash on an every year basis than they would in the 12-team. And that's why they're fighting. And it's also pushback against the SEC season based on what happened with Oklahoma and Texas.
Well, Coach, you're red hot in your Taco Time pick in the week, 3-1. You had the under last week, Mississippi State, LSU. I'm going my Taco Time pick of the week with the number 9. I feel like some seafood, two fish Bajas.
Attaboy.
With some tater fries, with the Diet Cherry Coke, and I'm ready to rock. So get us to 4-1, Rick. What do you got?
Did you just say Diet Cherry Coke?
Yeah, hey, look, Jerry Coke.
When you say Cherry Coke, you go all in or you don't go at
all. Wow. Yeah, go sit in the corner. Go sit in the corner, Fane.
I mean, go get you, you know, a double up on the number two or the number eight at Taco Time.
And there you go.
Diet, you get yourself together, lad. I mean, you go Cherry Coke or you go not at all.
Fair Listen, enough.
This week, and this wow. is not to draw the ire of the Cougar fans, but the Washington State Cougars are going to go down to Cal. Right now, it's a 7.5-point line. I love the resiliency of Justin Wilcox's Bear team. They were right there on the doorstep to get into a second overtime last week. I think Cal at home takes care of the Cougars
yep.
by a comfortable number. I'm taking the Bears.
I love it. All right, Cal minus the 7.5 is Rick's Taco Time pick of the week. And don't you ever bring up a Diet Cherry Coke on this radio show.
I got scolded by the coach, didn't I?
Well, frankly, I think if you're going,
together.
Dick, if you're, Rick, if you're going That's Cherry like Coke, throwing. You may as well go Cherry Coke Zero because it's better for you and it tastes damn good.
That's like throwing deck chairs off the Titanic. Relax.
All right, great stuff, man. Have fun this weekend. We'll talk in a week.
Thanks, Coach.
See you, boys.
All right, Rick Neuheisel going against the Cougs this weekend.
I don't care what he thinks.
I like that pick a lot.
Seems like, a popular selection.
No question.
Until the Cougs can show they're going to put something together, you might as well just keep going against
them. Why would you not just bet against Wazoo in Arizona every single week until they prove they know what the hell they're doing? We'll get a break. Fact or Fiction brought to you by the Emerald Queen Casino. We are red hot ourselves on our show. It's Thursday. It's Dick Day. We'll get that pick coming up. Mike Holmgren going to join us at 4 o'clock at the Central Bar and restaurant here in Bellevue, to be joined by Mariner skipper Scott Service at 4:30 today, right here on 950 KJR.
One podcast all in one.
Now back to Softy and Dick on your home for the 12th man in the NFL, Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR, and free on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, two things. Fact or Fiction brought to you by the Emerald Queen Casino. What are we, 11-4? Is that right? On the air so far? I think if you include the Monday night game against the Cowboys, because we were 10-4 with the first week was four games, because there was no show on Monday, or no game on Monday.
Right.
I think we're 11-4 so far in Fact or Fiction. Rick Neuheisel just took California Wazoo with his picks. He's 3-1. Wilner's, 4-0 so far in the air?
Yep,
and
undefeated.
Sterling is 13-7, I believe. So
we're smoking.
I think we're doing pretty good. I mean, you want a radio show that delivers entertainment, go find somebody else.
Yeah, but if you want one that delivers money, follow us.
That's all we're about, baby, is just giving you the wins. We just give you the locks every single week. So Fact or Fiction brought to you by the Emerald Queen Casino. Dick's pick in a matter of minutes. The Mariners tomorrow against the Angels at 7:10. They got the day off today. Their manager, Scott Service, going to join us on the air at 4:30 and talk to Mike Holmgren on the radio show. You might ask, why is Scott Service coming on with Mike Holmgren? Because Scott Service grew up a Packer fan. And he loves Mike Holmgren. Otherwise, there's no chance he's on this radio show on his freaking off day. He'd be sitting home watching the baseball games on TV, watching Boston and Baltimore and the Yankees and Toronto at 4:07. So Scott Service coming up on the air. The Mariners are printing up as we speak 125,000 Believe signs they'll be handing out to fans over the weekend. And for those that have been asking, yes, they have reached out to the agent for Jason Sudeikis, a.k.a. Ted Lasso, to see if he would like to come throw out a first pitch at T-Mobile Park this weekend. I know that because Kevin Martinez told the entire world last night on Twitter when he responded to a tweet and said the ask has been made of Ted Lasso. How bananas does that place go Ted Lasso comes out on the mound on Saturday evening?
It would be beautiful. I am very doubtful that he's going to say yes unless John Stanton just says, hey, guys.
Here's $1 million.
You guys do. John Stanton pulls Kevin Martinez in his office and says, you guys just make it happen.
Right.
Whatever it takes to make it happen, you make it happen. And if John Stanton says that, then Ted Lasso will be there on the mound.
Yeah, well, he might be. Thank you. He might be a freaking Oriole fan. The guy grew up in Virginia, so I have no idea, you know, where his allegiance is as far as baseball. So he's pulling for the Orioles tonight as well against Boston. So we'll see on that. But, man, this is unreal. VenueKings.com has tickets for the entire weekend. They're getting the door for as low as $16. Be sure and use code Softy at checkout. Mariners did announce, by the way, earlier today that the games this weekend against the Angels are pushing for 30,000 plus in the stands for every single day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we've been waiting for electric playoff baseball, as you said, as we talked about this with Ian Furness and Crosstalk as well. If the Red Sox lose tonight, the Mariners are in position to control their own destiny for at least a tiebreaker game for the wild card.
I am going to be very interested to see what the TV ratings are between the Seattle Seahawks and the Seattle Mariners on Sunday, particularly if the Mariners win Friday and Saturday.
Well, that brings up a question. If you're locked in a room and you can only get one channel on your TV at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon and the Mariners are still alive, what are you watching? You watching baseball or you watching the Hawks? 49451. Hit us up with that. Fact or fiction right now.
It's time for Fact.
Just a fact, Jack. That's a fact, Jack.
Or fiction, powered by the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
It is a fact.
It's just so exciting. It's so exciting. Can you believe it? We're sitting here talking about this. This is crazy. All right, Fact or Fiction brought to you by the Emerald Queen Casino. Every day, 3:35 on this radio show, we give you a selection. If you agree with it, you text in fact. If you think we're idiots and morons and have no idea what the hell we're doing, you text in fiction to 49451. You get one pick right a week on any show on this station, including ours, and you're eligible for a $1,000 weekly prize courtesy of the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Pacific Northwest. We'll be there on Sunday, and I guarantee you this. If the Mariners are alive on Sunday, that big old Jumbotron TV they got down there, half of it is going to be baseball. The other half is going to be football. It's going to be the first official, the inaugural sportsgasm on Sunday at the Emerald Queen Casino. So it's Thursday. It's Dick Day. Dick, what do you got?
Well, I've sifted through Kevin Shockey's Google spreadsheet to make sure I didn't double up on a pick because God knows I don't want to be in his office again. Holy crap. All right. I've come to my conclusion. I've picked my fifth game because the top four have all been taken, but I still like this one a lot. Going into the season, we thought the LA Rams were a legitimate division championship-type team. They have played like a division championship-type team. Oh, yeah. We thought the Arizona Cardinals were going to be good, but I think consensus, we all thought they were going to be the last-place team in a very good NFC West. Yeah. I still think they can be the last-place team in a very good NFC West. Arizona barely beat the Vikings on a last-second field goal, and were behind the Jaguars last week before coming back to win. I'm not sold on Arizona being great. I am sold on the Rams being great. How about this? Kyler Murray, 0-4 against the Rams in his career. He has 46 total rushing yards. So he averages 11 rushing yards per game against the Rams.
Yep.
He has 6 touchdowns and 7 turnovers against that LA Rams defense in his career. Give me the Rams at home, -4 against the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, well, you know what? It wouldn't be my top play.
It's not my top play either, but they were all taken. Kevin Shockey is... Never mind.
They got, among those two teams, clearly the most impressive win on the resume because they beat the Buccaneers last week. The Rams did.
Yes.
So I like it. I actually like it a lot. And to be honest with you, it would be higher on my list than yours. That would be near the top of games I played this
good.
Week. So I like the Rams. -4, -4.5.
Four.
Four. All right. Rams -4 is the selection. You agree with that? You text in fact to 49451. Disagree. It's fiction to 49451. That guy at the bar just texted in fiction to 49451 because that guy at the bar thinks you're a moron.
That's
How's that? And he wants to have a war with you when the show's
He's
over.
Right.
Fact or fiction brought to you by the Emerald Queen Casino. Every day, 3:35, we give you a game. You get one game right a week. Just 1 out of 20 on the entire station. And you're eligible for a $1,000 weekly prize courtesy of the Emerald Queen Casino. Rams -4 is the pick. Get them in to 49451 right now. We're talking to Mike Holmgren at 4 o'clock. Scott Service, Mariner skipper, will join him at 4:30. But guess what we're doing next segment, Dick Fain?
What's that?
We're talking about a baseball team that if the Boston Red Sox can play their part and lose this game tonight against the Orioles, we're going to come back and talk about a baseball team that will be tied in the wild card race tomorrow morning when they wake up. Next on 950K.
Hey, sit down, listen.
So I've been hearing this phrase y'all got over here that I ain't too crazy about. It's the hope that kills you. Y'all know that?
Out to right center. Kelnick with the drive. Pender can't make the catch. Francis coming home. Hattiger's behind him. Jared Kelnick has given the Mariners a 2-1 lead.
I disagree, you know? I think it's the lack of hope that comes and gets you. See, I believe in hope. I believe in belief.
Up to right field. Tagged well. Pender.
insurance run for the Mariners.
Now, where I'm from, we got a saying too. Question, actually. Do you believe in miracles?
Fly ball, left center. Kelnick there, and the Mariners win! You have got to believe!
Do you believe in miracles? And if you do, then I want y'all to circle up with me right now. Come on, let's go.
It's good stuff, Jackson Felt, man. Nice work putting that together. And like you said last segment, the Mariners have made the ask of Jason Sudeikis, see if he wants to get his ass to Seattle and chuck out a first pitch or something this week. And they're going to be handing out a bunch of Believe placards over the weekend. So I would just ask you this. If you are not going to the game, why aren't you going to the game? And find a way to get to the game. Big thanks to Root Sports, by the way. The Mariners, Major League Baseball, Mike Blauer's mailman, Dave Sims' hat collection.
Well, Goldsmith's hairstylist has got to be thanked, because that hair does not move an inch when he does those calls.
Rick Riz's garden guy. What else we have? Kevin Martinez, Randy Adamax, Barber. If there's anybody else. I saw the call that Goldsmith had the other night of Haniger's, I think, second bomb. Is that right? And his hair, as you said, does not move whatsoever.
Nope. It's perfectly coiffed.
It's unbelievable. I'm not even convinced that's hair. I think it might be like a helmet that he puts on his head. So Mike Holmgren's going to be here at 4 o'clock. Scott Service, longtime Packer fan, Mariner skipper, obviously, will join the radio show at 4:30 and talk to Mike about what's been happening with the Mariners. So we put a poll out there on Twitter. It's only been a couple of minutes, so not a ton of votes so far, but a couple of hundred votes in so far on the Twitter poll at Softy KJR. The update as of right
update
now.
Update on the poll.
If you could only get one channel on Sunday, if your television was stuck on one channel, which, my God, how miserable would that be, right? Like watching the Cheese Channel in Europe on National Lampoon's Vacation. If you could get one channel Sunday and the M's are still in the race, who do you watch? Mariners or the Seahawks? 430 votes in so far in a couple of minutes. 80% M's, 20% Seahawks so far. Did you ever think you'd hear those words come out of our mouth?
No, I did not. I think for me, I think it'd be hard to break the habit, though. I mean, like, how do you go 1 o'clock on a Sunday with the Seahawks playing their arch rival and say, nah, there's something better on TV to watch? I think it would be very, very difficult. And I think what's gonna determine how much you're flipping back and forth is what happens Friday and Saturday.
Totally. Right.
I mean,
right.
If the Mariners win Friday and Saturday,
that's why I said then if they're still the race.
Then we know they've got that shot on Sunday.
Well, I just think this. I mean, let's look at this from a logical perspective. If the Mariners have a chance to clinch a playoff spot on Monday, and it's week four of the NFL season, and there's 13 games left to go, why wouldn't you be watching baseball?
I think because there's a lot of people that think if the Seahawks lose this week, their season's over. Because I've heard it. I've read it. I think there's a lot of people that think if they go to 1-3 and show no pulse again like last week, I think a lot of people think. So a lot of people believe that this season is over. So forget about 13 games left. There's a lot of people that think 1-3 is just far too deep to – I'm not one of them, but there are a lot of people that believe that.
Well, I just think – I mean, for me, it's a pretty simple proposition. One team has a chance to clinch a playoff spot for the first time in 20 years, and one team has 3 months left to go. I mean, it's not anything of disrespect to the Seahawks, for God's sakes, but they got 3 months left to go in the season. Whether Sunday is huge – I mean, look, in the end, it's going to put them a little bit behind the eight ball. It's not going to kill them. They'll be 1-3, for God's sakes, not 2-10.
Right.
So I just think – I don't know, man. I mean, I am all Mariners right now. I'll be totally honest with you. I am all baseball right now. Obviously, love the Seahawks. You know, only team I ever root for in the NFL. We're going to talk some Hawks with Mike. There's a reason why we're putting frickin' Scott Service on with Mike Holmgren at 4:30 to talk some baseball, because every bone in my body, except for maybe one bone somewhere that I'm not even sure if I even have or not in my foot, is going towards the M's. I am 99 point. All my emotions is 99.99999% baseball right now. And I'll be totally honest with you. I'll say something else. I'm pissed off that the Huskies are playing at 6 p.m. on Saturday. I hate that. That's my worst freaking nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in a studio watching the Husky game with Dick Baird and Greg Lewis while the damn Mariners are playing for a playoff spot for the first time in 20 years at the same stinking time. I hate that. Can we move the game? Can the Dogs play at 12:30? Is that possible? Can they do that?
So.
Can they play on Sunday morning or something?
Give your boy Kleofkoff a call.
God, I mean, this is crazy. No, I'm just – We've been waiting for this for so stinking long. Dick, I was 28 the last time they made the playoffs, and I'm 48 now. Think about how much your life has changed in 20 years.
My life is completely different.
Were you married back then to Nicole 20 years ago?
No.
You had no kids. We know that. No. And how about this? If the Mariners win tomorrow for the first time in Dixon's life, the M's are a 90-win team. Ever.
That's right. And the thing is, it's like we haven't even gone. It'd be one thing if we had gone through four or five legitimate playoff runs like this and haven't made it.
Right.
But we hadn't even gone through that. We haven't even gone through a situation where on a Sunday, the last game of the season, they had a chance to go to the playoffs.
You know, it's funny. I remember you and I having the conversation. If they make the playoffs, but they lose the wild card game, does that really count as ending the drought? You know what I'm talking about? Remember that conversation
we
had?
Yes, we did.
If they just
feels like it now, it does.
It totally does.
It feels like it does now.
It totally does. And I think the biggest reason why is because everybody's back, right? Like if this was a team that was full of a bunch of old guys that had no future, right, they're going to cut them all.
It's Christmas has come early, man.
This is going to be something that if they can put, I mean, no matter what happens this weekend, come Monday morning, whether they're in the playoffs on Monday or they're not in the playoffs on Monday, we know that we are at the beginning of something that could last a long damn time.
And I've, you know, a lot of people have compared it to 95. I compare it more to the 2012 Seattle Seahawks. The 2012 Seattle Seahawks were 6-5.
Yeah, great call.
They were losing to the Chicago Bears with a minute left to go. They were going to fall to 6-6.
Yep.
And Russell Wilson pulled it out of the fire. The first time we ever saw Russell Wilson pull something out of the fire in his career, they go on to win the damn Super Bowl the next year and go to two Super Bowls in a row. This to me feels like 2012 Seahawks more than the 95 Mariners.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I'm done with the 95 references. I'm just done with it for now. I want this team to create their own memories. I want them to create their own history. I don't want 95 to be a topic this weekend. I want it all to be about these guys and what they've done. 95 was 30 damn years ago, for God's sakes, almost. It's time for some new freaking memories already. Enough with 95. And I love 95, but enough already. We're going to break. Mike Holmgren, Scott Servais will join him at 4:30. Coming up from the Central Bar and Restaurant in Bellevue on 950 KJ.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.